Hey, yo, welcome to the Real People Podcast, where we are rediscovering historical aspects of Collegian Greek culture. Today, we are doing something a little different, guys. We are coming from a different standpoint. So first of all, and foremost, I am one of your hosts, Big Doug.
I was wondering if you were going to do it or not.
I was feeling something different, man.
Hey, I'm sitting here looking at you like, are you going to do it?
You know what?
Are you going to introduce who you are?
I'm going to tell you why, though. Okay. First of all, I'm Big Doug, so go ahead, do your thing first, and then we'll come back to that.
Hey, right. This your boy Dez,
right?
The big headed baby child.
I'll let.
What it do, people?
I'll let.
How y'all doing today?
I'll let.
That's all I want to do. Okay, that's go it. Ahead. What were you about to say?
No, but I'm saying I'm kind of passionate about the fact that we are in a position where we are. I don't know, man. It's a lot going on, man. Like, it's the virus. It's the tornado.
Well, right. See, here's the thing. So people not even in Nashville, because of course we are based out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
But what people don't know is that we were actually affected with a tornado. At the beginning of this month, it basically hit us on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
No one knew that it was coming. It affected like at 12:50 a.m.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? We all in our bed asleep.
Right.
You know, we hearing sirens, not even knowing what is about to transpire. Basically, the tornado hit downtown Nashville, okay? North Nashville.
Yeah.
All right. Mount Juliet area, Old Hickory area, and then also Cookeville. And if you could ever get on there and see, they actually have videos of that tornado basically ripping through the city. They even have a guy that was in a crane. He was in the crane downtown Nashville watching the tornado go past.
Man, that's with a scary. Video.
That's the most scariest ass shit ever. You know, so for us to really experience that, and then our kids, schools are messed up, businesses are messed up.
Right.
That's delaying, you know, their education, where they had to be out of school for a week.
Man, scary.
And then also, too, in certain areas where middle schools were affected, high schools were affected, they don't know. They're trying to figure out exactly where they're going to be able to place these kids at. And then what happened after that?
Man, it came so fast, though. Like, it was, I don't know, bro, I'm telling you. Like, and understand, you know, normally we talk about Greek life culture and things of that nature. But today is kind of like, you know, it's so much going on that we really want to take the opportunity to really be able to talk to you guys on a completely different level. So with the tornado, that caught us off guard.
And what's
so funny, I'm telling you what's so crazy, bro. So I remember hearing the tornado. Like, I remember hearing it. Like, I was, you know, because it didn't hit our part of Tennessee the way it hit downtown, right?
North Nashville.
I remember when it hit, it was like, oh man, like I just thought it was a bad rainstorm.
Okay.
And then it was coming so hard, I woke up and I was like, wait a minute, like this is a little more, because it's coming aggressive, right?
You know what's
it's
so
coming
crazy?
Aggressive. So I didn't know it did that kind of damage to like 3 or 4 hours later. And it was like, man, it's like, oh wow. Well.
So
nature,
the way
you can't control nature.
You can't control nature.
Real.
But one of the things that threw me for a loop was I actually woke up to the sirens. Right? But I was like, hey, I stay in Antioch, I hear sirens all day, every day. You know, so I was like, all right, whatever, I'll go back to sleep. You know, not knowing the kind of sirens, because I was basically in and out of sleep. But I actually left downtown an hour before all that shit happened.
Okay.
All right. So got home, whatever, crash out. I was tired.
Damn, an hour?
I was tired. Word. I was exhausted.
Wow.
Once I got home,
I didn't know that.
Once I got home, like I literally came home and did one of those moves where you just crash straight out.
I get that.
You get what I'm saying?
I know what that's like.
So word. I did that. Basically woke up to loud noise. And it's crazy that a tornado can be 10 miles away.
Yeah.
And you can hear.
Hey, but that siren is deafening. Like, you can hear that from.
I heard the siren.
Which is good.
Right,
which
right,
is
right.
Good, it's right? That's compared. Let's say that. That's right. What you want to hear. Like,
yeah, no, of course.
Shit, wake me up.
It woke me up. But see, my mindset when I woke up was, word. I stay in Antioch, I hear sirens all the time.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And I went back to sleep, and then I woke up and I heard like a loud little crash noise.
Bird.
And was like, okay, whatever. I remember before I got in the house, I heard thunderstorms. So I'm like, okay, it's a thunderstorm, right? And then what really made me like question what the fuck is going on was, what made me really question like what the fuck is going on was basically whenever my daughter's school called me at 5 o'clock in the morning,
right,
and said school is closed. So I get on social media, and the first thing that I see was a story.
Okay.
From Marcus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Marcus Cole. He was actually, you know, he's one of our good partners here.
Right.
Also, he did a podcast too as well. He basically was showing a video of what happened because he stays downtown.
Man, the roof on his apartment blew off.
What?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen
that. So real.
I watched every single one of his videos.
Man, so
that
real.
Same day, guess what? That same day we were voting. You know, went and vote.
So, okay. You brought that up. You brought that up. Mm-hmm. So, since you brought that up, I'm gonna dig a little deeper on some things.
Okay.
All right. So the day after the tornado, or the morning of, I'm downtown. Mm-hmm. I woke up that morning. I don't know what it was, man. It's just something hit my heart. And I just went and grabbed some donuts.
That is the kind of person you are.
Man, I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then I done enough dirt to where I gotta make up for some of that. So I went, I'm hoping, bro. Mm-hmm. So I went downtown and I could start giving out donuts I couldn't think of nothing. I was, you know how you in a zone to where you trying to do something positive, but you kind of like, I don't know what to do. So I'm going to go and buy donuts. You know what I mean? And just go give them out to people. And, you know,
donuts always make people happy.
You know what? Showing up, I think the biggest thing was just kind of showing up and being like, and I was real offended. For a hot minute.
Why was you offended during
that
time?
I'm going to tell you why. Because I saw so many people taking pictures. And I'm going to tell you why.
I can understand.
Man,
I get where you're coming from.
And it pissed me off because I felt like you got to take a moment to understand,
mm-hmm,
that these people have lost everything. And at this moment in time, to take a picture of what they going through.
Just to post it on social
media.
Like,
that is so fucking disrespectful. And that's the way that I felt. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, now, taking it back to Greek speech, right? From, you know, and being about collegiate Greek culture, mm-hmm, that extends, you know, to alumni and a lot of different things. But you know what it was designed to do.
Undergraduate too as well.
Right, mm-hmm, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I can say this. Every organization
chipped in.
Man, was out there working. When I got downtown, I'm talking about, and we in Nashville.
Put
right?
in work.
You had Cookeville, you had Bedford County, you had Putnam County,
Wilson County.
Davidson
County.
Shout out to all of them.
You know.
North Nashville got
You had people come from Huntsville.
Bro, what you said?
To come up here just to assist and help.
And it showed that if we can get past our bullshit, that maybe we can get along on certain levels and aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was proud to see was me being a Kappa next to an SGRO,
mm-hmm,
next to a Delta,
mm-hmm,
next to
AKA.
A Q, next to an AKA,
yep,
real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Zetas.
And man, but that was official. And
Iotas.
And nobody was down there, and everybody agreed that was in that group, put them camera phones up.
Bro.
Because people are dealing with real life. And when you dealing with real life, bro, I don't need you to take a picture of me dealing with real life.
Man, here's the thing.
That's fucked up.
Bro, I went and volunteered too as well.
Yeah,
I
saw y'all.
It's one of those things where we actually put that time in to go down there and say, you know what? We're gonna volunteer and help. Where do you need us? Nashville is known as a volunteer state. That when we had the flood,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? People came together for that. You know, anything that happens here in Nashville, we never have to sit here and say we need help, scream out for help. we don't have to say that because people automatically are going to help wherever they can, when they will, the time and the date, they will be there. And just to really see the city come together.
It was dope.
Man, it was heart-blown. You know what I'm saying? Because we volunteered.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, it's our life right now is social media driven.
Right.
But we basically went and helped, but we didn't show all the hard work we did.
Man, you know what? And the thing I liked about it, bro, I'm going to tell you something. Now, let me say this. One thing that frustrated me, to be honest, was developers downtown.
They take them no time.
Bro, this is 12 hours after the tornado.
Ready.
And you had developers saying, I'll offer you $30,000 for your property. 30 grand, bro. Oh. Now, I'm going to show y'all how to put that in perspective. They gonna offer you 30 grand, right?
And they ain't nothing, by the way.
Which is shit. And they gonna offer you, now, before I say that, let me clarify something. I can remember a point in my life, no lie to you, where I felt like 30 grand was 30 million. I'll be honest. I remember that. And no. I'm gonna be 100. Right. I remember that. Okay. Like, where I felt like if I had 30 grand in my pocket, that was 30 million. Like,
wait, hold up.
Real talk.
Hey, Doug over here, they'll have a relapse right
hey,
now.
Bro, it's hey, real talk.
He's sitting here talking about when he was counting money.
When I was counting paper.
You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to go into full details about that.
Right. But the truth of it is, bro, and I guess my point of it is, if you somebody who don't have it right now, you see what I'm saying? You thinking that 30 grand is $1 million.
It's so nothing.
It's nothing. It's so nothing. But then they're going to tear your property down.
And then build two.
And build two.
Shotgun houses on your property.
700 grand a piece. What?
What?
Gentrification.
Right.
You better ask.
But
somebody.
See, here's the killer part. Here's the killer part. Here's the killer part. Here's the killer part.
Yes, sir.
The killer part was whenever they had the flood that affected North Nashville, West Nashville, East Nashville, South Nashville, you had these developers coming out offering these people $30,000, $60,000.
Yep.
And these people really don't know how they're going to rebuild their property. So they took the money. Now, here's the thing. Right. I will say this.
Yep.
I will say this. If you don't have a way to go ahead and rebuild your property and they give you $60,000, look, I totally understand. If you've been standing there for years, right, when you purchase your property and your property is probably $80,000, you know what I'm saying, $100,000, and your house is paid off, and then they offer you $60,000, whatever, you get that money, you go somewhere else, and you figure out how you go somewhere else, and you go ahead and have a down payment on the house.
New Orleans FEMA money.
Right. That's basically what it is.
A lot of folks from New Orleans that's here, that's what that is.
Right.
But no, you're right, though.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
So If it's gonna change your life, and they give you enough to change your life, then I can respect.
It's not gonna change your life.
But
$60,000 is not gonna change your life.
Let's say this though, because you know if we're looking at dollar amounts, depending on what you get for your specific property. But see, here's my thing with that: if you own that property, and you really want to make something out of it and move forward, then get with the right people, which is another thing that going back to the content of Greek Speaks that I appreciate is that all of the Divine Nine, I mean every single organization in the D9 is like, let me reach out to y'all. Let's have a forum. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a meeting to talk, a gathering, a get together. Whatever terminology you choose to use, what I do appreciate is all 9 organizations
came together,
are doing what they can do to say, hold up, man, don't just give up what you have without consulting with the right people to understand what you have.
What you have.
You know what I'm saying? That changes the game. And that's where I'm thankful that we showed who we were. The service part of every organization stepped forward.
People were asking questions.
It was dope.
You know, I remember like we went and actually helped the school out.
Yeah, I did. Man, that was
beautiful. Yeah, and it was the most beautiful thing, and it was the most come together thing, because it wasn't just one chapter; it was multiple chapters all put together. They come together and help out for this particular event, and it was an awesome thing. If you go to my page, you know, you will see pictures of, you know, brothers from all different chapters come together and help people out.
Working.
You know, working, putting the time in, and we was also having fun. Yeah. And I'm gonna say this. As far as the guy, the go-to guy that was actually over the thing with our chapter, shout out to O.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Omar. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, Omari. He was the one that actually put everybody together from all different chapters.
Hey, man. And you know what? Real talk. And then, you know what? If we speaking on that, man, I saw, you know, all four chapters of the Noob Step Up.
Out across the board.
In Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
I saw, shout out to Sean Adams and the Murfreesboro Cubes.
Mm-hmm.
The AKAs all over Middle Tennessee.
And you know what? I'm going to say
RCAC this. RCAC Deltas and all the Deltas. Metro.
Yep.
Nashville. You know, alumni. The Brush from all over. Roadside, The Cubes. It's so many. Man. The Sigma stepped up. Iota stepped up.
Man, I was, you know what? The Iotas came out tough.
They came out tough.
Right.
And you know what? I'm going
to
tell you something.
Shout out to them.
It's tough to be the new kid on the block.
Very.
Let's say that.
The redheaded stepchild.
I mean, it's tough to be the new kid on the block, bro. But I remember when I was younger and I would move. And, you know, it seemed like for me and my mom, bro, we moved every year. Man. I mean, every year. So I had to go every single year and reinvent myself. I had to go every single year and adapt to new neighborhoods and new people. But it made me a better person growing up. And I say that as to say, the Iotas, when they first came along, we gave them grief. It's like when you a new kid moving into a new neighborhood.
It's like a little brother.
But no. But you think about it, though. Have you moved into a new neighborhood where you didn't know nobody?
Yeah, I did.
So when you did that, when I first, you had to go in and let people know who you are. Right. So come whatever. So a little brother is one thing. I get what you're saying.
Right.
But before you can build a relationship to become a little brother, you have to build a relationship to earn respect as an individual.
Yep. So I get where you're coming from. I totally understand.
It took me a few years back, Tennessee State Homecoming, and you was around. Mm-hmm. You was there. Iotas had the big tent. You know what I'm saying?
Still every year.
And we was next to
still every year.
Right, every year.
They would drown our shit out.
And they was next to the Noobs, right? And we like, shit.
We didn't move down.
We had to go down a little bit. We did. But what was so cool is we all got together, chopped it up, and shit, y'all music bumping. We got the food and drink. We're
gonna bring the female.
Let's pop it. Man, that's a natural new thing. So, and you know, shout out. I'm not saying, you know, you married, I got relationships. I ain't saying nothing crazy. I'm saying that to say it's just who we are, man. Mm-hmm. It's just a natural new thing.
If you ever get the opportunity to come to a Tennessee State University homecoming,
we admit it.
Get the opportunity to come over there to Lot R. Like, I don't even know where is it. Like, come over there to Lot R and just see exactly what we're talking about.
And what we do.
And what we do, how we kick it, how we had it set up, whatever the Shaboyne. You got all the other different Greek organizations. Pretty cool. It's pretty set out. But
now, we ain't cutting y'all. We're going to come back. We're going to step aside for a few seconds. Let the people do what they do.
Okay.
And we're going to step back into it. So, reminder, this is Greek Speech Podcast with your host, Doug, Big Doug, what?
And this is Dez, the big-headed baby child.
Hey, what you said?
Can y'all not tell that Doug was feeling himself when he said that shit?
What you said? I've learned. I got it down. We will see y'all in a couple minutes, man. Appreciate y'all for hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Oh, shout out. Privilege Apparel,
mm-hmm.
Resourceful Solutions,
mm-hmm.
Man, this is so many folk that have been reaching out to us. We didn't even know that people were listening like that.
Go TF LA.
Shout out to Marquez, the realtor. Ben Ogleton, the realtor. The broker, my guy. Man, it's a bunch of folk. You know what I'm saying? We'll come back. We're coming back.
We're not about to name all y'all.
What you said. So we not. Part one.
No.
We are officially at the END. Be right back. Peace.
Part one.